Hi, and welcome. Today I'm going to be talking about the benefits of meditation. And at the end of this talk, I will give you a little bit of time to kind of practice some of the tips and tricks that I'm going to give you. And hopefully you will consider making this part of your daily routine. I know for me, it has been one of the things that has changed the trajectory of my entire life, and I just can't recommend it enough. But if you were like me, for years I tried to meditate and I kept reading about the benefits of it, and I knew people that were meditators and their lives were just phenomenal, and they would attribute it to their meditation practice. And I just couldn't get there. My mind typically is one that is constantly busy. I'm a thinker, and so my mind is just always active. And I found it difficult to quiet my mind enough to meditate, and I just found it a huge source of frustration. And it took me a long time. It really took me years to become a regular meditator, even though I was a little bit of a fraud and that I was constantly touting the benefits of it to people that I knew, to my clients. I even got my husband to regularly meditate, and he's been meditating for, my God, over a decade now. And I still struggled with it. I mean, just full confession, I was a meditator, but it always felt off. Something about it just didn't feel right. It was almost as if I knew the benefits of it and I was trying to do it, but there was some part of me that just knew that I just wasn't doing it as effectively as I knew that I could be doing it. And so I kind of went down a little bit of a path to figure out why and to try to find some things that would help me be a better meditator. And so I'm going to share just a couple of things that I've learned, and hopefully they will benefit you. So let me start by saying, if you don't get it right the first time, you just heard my story, or even the second time, or even the second year, just stick with it. But hopefully I'm going to be able to give you some things that'll get you there faster, things that I wish that I had known when I first started meditating. So let me talk a little bit about the benefits of being a meditator. If you aren't aware of it, and if you haven't seen information and data almost everywhere you look, meditation has total body effects. There's something about quieting the mind that relaxes the body. And when your body is fully and completely relaxed, there are tremendous health benefits to that. I mean, things like lower blood sugar, lower blood pressure. When your body is deeply relaxed, your cells begin to repair things that are broken in your body. And a lot of people don't know that. We spend our time being way too busy and way too active and thinking about things. And Lord knows I can do that as a thinker, as a curious person about life. I can always occupy my mind with some activity. But in order to really heal, the mind must be at rest. It must be quiet. And when you do that, I mean, things like I said, blood pressure, diabetes, healing broken bones, improvement in how your skin looks. I mean, there's just no limit to the effects that meditation can have on your body because of that particular benefit. Because when the mind's completely relaxed, the body can completely relax. And when the body is completely relaxed, it begins to repair. And so that is one benefit of it. The psychological benefits of it, just being able to quiet the mind, stop the activity, stop the worry, stop the ruminating for a time, is going to start to strengthen your mind and actually lead to a level of brain health. That constant worry and activity and stress, it starts to just wear down the brain. we don't really consider the fact that there's neurons and synapses and all kinds of chemicals that make up our brain. And so when it's overtaxed like that, it's just not the healthiest thing. And so just like the body requires sleep, just like the digestion requires rest, the brain requires rest. And if you do that, there's some psychological benefits to that. You're going to find yourself more even-tempered, more readily able to respond to stress, more creative. You're going to find that you're going to have more clarity about things. So there's just an overall benefit to meditation. And if those two don't tickle your fancy, let me give you probably, I'm not going to say the most important one, but it's going to be the one that most people are after. Yeah, Tanya, relaxing the body is good and not stressing is good. But this last one is going to be the one that kind of ding, 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 rings everyone's bells. And that is the spiritual aspect of meditation. We're not talking about religion here. We're talking about when you drop down into meditation, when you quiet all of your thoughts, when you release resistance, your vibration raises. We are energetic beings. They're just now starting to come out with science to support it. The example that I always give is that when someone is in a medical emergency and their heart stops, they actually use electricity to start the heart again. And so that was my confirmation when I first started this journey, that we are all energy. And as energetic beings, you have high vibratory states and you have low vibratory states. And so if you've been rocking with me for a while on this podcast, if you've been listening to me for some time on this podcast, you know that I always talk about vibration, low vibration and high vibration. And so the higher your vibration, that puts you on a level to attract things that you want: wealth, prosperity, better health, better relationships. When you move in states of lower vibration, you're on the plane of attracting negative things: accidents, being broke, arguments, road rage, traffic incidences. Just all of that stuff can kind of flood into your life experience when your vibration is low. And so I'm constantly trying to tell people, be mindful of your vibration and keep it as high and keep it as raised as you can. And meditation is a phenomenal way of doing that. So once you meditate on a regular basis, just the act itself causes your vibration to raise. But when you come out of meditation, you are able to kind of walk and carry that state with you as you walk around in the world. And it's a little bit more challenging to do that without a meditation practice. That's what meditation does. It kind of shifts you into a higher vibration being. And we all want that. So if you're struggling trying to figure life out, if you're struggling trying to manifest money in your life or the man that you want or anything that is good, please, please, please consider becoming a regular meditator. I think it is the piece that you're missing. It was the piece that I was missing. It's going to usher you into the presence of divinity. It's going to allow you to maintain your connection even when you come out of the practice. You're going to be able to move around in the world different. You're going to have this sense of calm and inner peace, and you're going to be able to actually go back and connect faster when you lose your connection. So maybe you're in a high vibration state, someone flips you the bird in traffic, and then you find for the next 10 or 15 minutes you're upset about it. When you practice meditation, you're able to get back to your high vibratory state much, much quicker. Now, I'm not saying that you have to use meditation to do that. Just awareness practice, you can do it. But meditation is a cheat, if you will, that will allow you to do that much faster. And then when you think about the psychological benefits of it, and then the physical benefits of it to your health, it really can kind of become a no-brainer. So let me walk you through a process, and I'm going to give you just a couple of tips that I use to kind of get me there. And then at the end, I'm going to give you just a brief moment to practice meditation. And let me also start by saying, and this was key for me, if the things that I'm saying to you today don't really resonate, feel free to tweak them. You have to find what is going to work for you. And I think that was key for me when I listened to all the tapes and all the guided meditations, and I kept trying to do it their way, and their way just didn't work for me. So meditation is very customizable. In fact, it should be customized to suit you. So if you find that something that I'm saying, again, it's just a parameter, it's just a guide, if it doesn't resonate with you, don't do it exactly the way that I'm saying. Tweak it and find the process that is going to work for you. Okay. So I want you to find a room in your house with a chair that is quiet, where you won't be disturbed or interrupted for some time. It doesn't have to be hours and hours. You can get the benefits of meditation in as little as 3 to 5 minutes. So find a quiet space in your house, in your home, and find a comfortable chair. Comfort is key. And I want you to sit in the chair, and I want you to sit with your back straight. Not that you're trying to have perfect posture or anything like that, but I want you to sit in a way that kind of says, this is serious. But you don't want to be so serious that you find maintaining perfect posture distracting. So just sit up straight in a relaxed way. And put both of your feet planted firmly on the floor. And I want you to take your hands and place them palms up. Just sit them in a relaxed way on your lap with your palms facing up. And your fingers, if you can hold them together, that's fine. But if you can't, just as long as you're comfortable. Comfort, again, is key, because if you're uncomfortable, it becomes distracting. So whatever you do, get comfortable. All right, you're sitting there, back straight, feet planted on the floor, and your palms are facing upwards. And I want you to close your eyes and find a comfortable place for your eyes to rest. Some people find comfort with their eyes slightly gazing upward. If that's uncomfortable for you, just let them find their own comfortable position with your eyes closed. And I want you to start breathing in and out slowly. I use a count, and this was one of the things that really helped me in the beginning. I use a count to kind of usher me into meditation. And so, for example, I count 1, 2, 3, 4 on an inhale, and I count 1, 2, 3, 4 on an exhale. So try that and see how that feels to you. Play around with the count. You may want to inhale for 6 counts and exhale for 6 counts. Find what is comfortable for you. 4 felt good to me, so I stuck with 4. The counting actually serves as a distraction from your thoughts, and that really is the purpose of meditation, and I didn't get that in the beginning. You're really just trying to stop thought, because as you stop thought, your vibration raises, and you get all the other yummy goodies that come along with being a regular meditator. Quieting the mind is what you're after. So for me, counting worked. So I'm going to offer that as a tip for you. If it doesn't work, then don't count. Maybe just focus on your breath. I find that when you're a beginning meditator, something to keep your mind occupied is very beneficial. And so for me, that was counting. So let's go. In on four counts, out on four counts. Let's do that for just a second. So take a deep breath in. One, two, three, four. Blow it out. One, two, three, four. And I want you to do that for just a couple of seconds here. Just, I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to slip into the background. And I want you to just breathe in and out, focusing on your breath with a counting pattern if that's beneficial for you. Now let's just do that here. Let's kind of feel it out. And I want you to keep focusing on your breath. Maybe let the count slip into the background of your mind if that's comfortable for you. Some people may abandon the entire count and just focus on their breathing. But after you've done that for a while, I want you to try to just relax deeper into the breathing. So you're inhaling, on the exhale, just relax. Do that again on the inhale, and then the exhale, relax deeper. And what you're looking for here is the seat of relaxation. And so sometimes we think we're relaxed, but we're not really relaxed. So I want you to just check in with yourself and check in with your body and just feel for it. Are you deeply rooted in relaxation? Have you found the seat of relaxation? And just continue to breathe and focus on your breath. I'm going to be quiet for a few more seconds. Okay, now let's move to the next step that was beneficial for me. Once you've found the seat of relaxation, I want you to picture darkness, just a vast blackness, just you and this dark, vast blackness. And this piece I call getting to black. Or no mind. So you're breathing, inhaling, and exhaling. You found the seat of deep relaxation. And now you're just picturing blackness, just you and all this vast blackness. The reason why this was beneficial for me is because I was able to transcend thought in this vast blackness where it was just me and this darkness. I found that that was the key for me to eliminating thoughts coming into my mind during the process. Now, you're focused on my voice. And I'm going to give you a minute, as I said earlier, to practice this without me talking so much. But I wanted to kind of guide you first and give you a little bit of a mini practice before you get to your own practice. But this vast array of darkness, this sea of black that just enveloped me and just spread out far and wide, when I pictured that, I was able to get to a state of what I refer to as no mind. There was no thought for me in this black array of darkness, where I just floated in deep relaxation and deep comfort. I was able to have longer and longer stretches of time without thought. If that doesn't happen for you right away, that's okay. Meditation is definitely a practice. You may get it right away. It may take you some time, and that's okay. So continue to float in this deep engulfing darkness, relaxation. Feel as though you're floating in this magical place where there is nothing except you and this darkness. And let's just stay here for a little while. And okay. The last phase of meditation is just returning our focus to our breath, breathing in and breathing out. If you're still using your count, that's great. If not, that's great too. And we're going to slowly start to bring our awareness and focus back to the body. And back to the present moment. You may start to feel your feet on the floor or feel your hands on your lap. In essence, you're kind of waking up a little bit here. You're kind of coming back to the present moment and winding down the practice. And your meditation practice can be as long or as short as you like. Customize it to what feels good for you. If it feels good, you're going to enjoy doing it. Focus on the breath. Start to bring the awareness back into your body and slowly start to return to reality, to the present moment. Come back from where you were. And so now we're back. And I hope you enjoyed that. That was what I do when I meditate now, and that works for me. I look forward to that process. I can't wait to get into that practice and just be without thought and just be deeply relaxed. And I have found that it has made an incredible difference in my life and how I show up in the world, my thought process, what bothers me, what doesn't bother me, how I interact with people. It is all different because of this practice. So I hope that you will think of making meditation a part of your daily life. And I hope that you found these tips beneficial. And so now what I'm going to do is more of a quick guided meditation where I'm going to take you through this process without all of the talking. I just wanted to do that so that you would get the tips and the tools and know how to meditate. But now I want to just leave you with this. So I'm going to put on some soft music here. And I'm going to guide you through this meditation and just leave you to this deep level of bliss that is available to you. So, You're sitting with your posture. You're sitting up in your chair with your feet on the floor, palms on your lap facing upward. Begin the breathing process, counting if that works for you. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. And just continue with your breathing. Now, I want you to relax deeper into the breath. Find the seat of deep relaxation. Even deeper if you can. Relaxed. Find the seat of deep relaxation. Still focusing on our breath, allow the count to kind of slip into the background. And I want you to picture yourself surrounded by darkness. Just a vast array of darkness. Just feel yourself floating, relaxed in the blackness. Just you. And just vast darkness. Feel the relaxation of that. Quiet your mind and just float here for a moment. If you encounter a thought, it's okay. Just relax back into the blackness, into the dark, into the comfort relaxation of no mind, no thought. Just relax deeper into it and allow that thought to just go on its way. Just feel the blackness. Seat yourself in the relaxation. As you become a regular meditator, you can stay here for as long as you wish. I know people that meditate for hours. I know some that only do a few minutes. There is no right or wrong. It's what feels good to you. When you feel ready, begin to wake yourself up slowly, gently. Start to bring your awareness and focus back to the room and to the present moment. Only when you're ready. You can stay here as long as you like. Enjoy your meditation.